A couple characters that we might not pay too much attention to. The man with a jar, verse 13. He sent two of his disciples on and said to them, "Go into the city. A man carrying a water jar will meet you." It was a man's world, right? Women carry water jars. Men would not be there to carry a water jar. So here, you say, well, man, there's people carrying water jars all over the city, right? But not a man. And ever mentioned again?
No.
He's never mentioned again. But yet he participated in an age-old story, right? One of the bystanders drew his sword and struck the high priest's slave and cut off his ear. Now, do you think that slave had any significance apart from the fact that he happened to be in the line of fire when that sword struck his ear? But do you think that slave then from that point on, when Jesus restored his ear to his body, from that point on, do you think that slave was a living and breathing testimony of the miracles of Jesus Christ? Absolutely. Was that slave part of... I'm sure he did not want to drag Jesus out to be crucified. So I am sure that the slave spent the rest of his life as a living and breathing testimony of the compassion of Jesus. What about Barabbas? But do you think Barabbas' life changed drastically because of his encounter with Jesus? Absolutely. Now, we can talk about Pilate. We know the story about Pilate. We know the story about Peter denying Jesus, and that's going on. But Barabbas is only mentioned at one time. The slave is only mentioned at one time. The man with the water jar is only mentioned at one time in history. What about Simon? Verse 21. So do you think that Simon was impacted by that? Absolutely. What about Joseph? Verse 43. Joseph from Arimathea. Joseph, do you think he had lots of witnesses? Do you think he talked about this the rest of his life, and he shared this? You know, sometimes we just talk about the 12 disciples. And, of course, Judas Iscariot was one of the fallen ones, right? But they still had 11 others. He still had 11 others that continued to tell the stories. But do you think Joseph and Simon and the man with the water jar and all the rest of these characters in this story also began to tell the story as well? What about Mary Magdalene? Now, we talk about Mary in the very last verse of this, 46. But was she a participant in this story? Was she intimately involved? Did she continue to? We don't know what happened after the Gospels, after the disciples went out and started sharing the Gospels. We really don't know what happened to Mary Magdalene. Some say she went on and took a region of the country as well and continued to share in the gospel. We're not 100% sure of what happened with her life. But I ask you, what did they all have in common? So remember, what did those people have in common with you? Christ's encounter. Let us pray.